This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, January 17th. While the grain market remains a bit unsteady following Friday's USDA report, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Joe Vaclavic.
The USDA told us Friday that winter wheat acreage here in the U.S. was quite a bit larger than most traders had anticipated, and that sent the complex sharply lower. All finished the day sharply lower Friday. We did see a little bit of follow-through selling here on Tuesday following a long holiday weekend. So following what had been a little bit of a bounce, we've really just reverted back into bear market territory. This has been a market that the funds have been short for a long time. It's been a comfortable short for them. They took a little bit of heat on that rally during June and July, but aside from that, they've been comfortably short, and they've been able to roll into a substantial carry just about every month, which really helps them to make money in this market.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday down 4 at 416 and a quarter. March corn was up 2 at 348 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day down 4, ranging from 516 and a half to 530. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for January were down 4.25, ranging from 567 to 582. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for January were down 1.25, ranging from 726.5 to 746.5. Live cattle for February were up 72.5 cents at 118.15. January feeder cattle were up $1.25 at 145.75. And January Class 3 milk was up 3 cents at $13.79. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.